Tinder Joe and I lock eyes once again as I catch my breath post-sprint interval. Our shared gaze lasts 2 seconds longer than comfortable, and I can't help but notice how his perfectly coiffed boy band hair remains suspiciously intact with each giraffe-like stride. Whether he stalked me here or not, my first instinct is to flee the scene. So I do. I take refuge in the gym bro zone, aka the strength training area. As a gym regular, I exchange respectful nods with the other patrons as I enter. A familiar crowd of roid-pumping frat boys loiters near the bench presses while simultaneously chugging whey protein shakes like they're on the brink of dehydration. Today, they're donning those cringy neon tank tops that hang too low under their armpits. To their credit, they're nothing if not devoted to their daily routines. And after catching a glimpse of my sweaty, tomato-faced self in the wall-to-wall mirror under harsh fluorescent lighting, I'm not in any position to judge. A guy mansplaining on the bench press grunts excessively, chucking a set of dumbbells to the floor with a loud thud. Normally, this would grind my gears, but I'm too busy bounding toward a majestic sight to care. My treasured squat rack is free. Praise be. The window squat rack is one of exactly two racks in this facility. It boasts a scenic view of a grungy nightclub across the street, a long-rumored front for a murderous motorcycle gang. The natural light is optimal for filming my workouts, especially compared to the alternative, the rack cloaked in shadow next to the men's changing room, which permanently reeks of Axe body spray. The window rack is close enough to the industrial-sized fan to let me savor a stiff breeze mid-sweat, but not close enough that I'll succumb to wind-induced hypothermia. It's also in the prime position for gawking at the television, which, for unknown reasons, is cruelly locked to the Food Network. I worship this squat rack the way Mother Gothel regards Rapunzel's magic hair. It gives me life. Vigor. 4 sets of squats and I'll be high on endorphins for at least a day, fantasizing about the strength of my thighs crushing the souls of 1,000 men. Giddy at the very thought, I stake my claim on the rack, setting my phone and headphones on the floor before heading for the water fountain. The man with a goatee, who rocks knee-length cargo shorts and an actual Sony Walkman from the 90s, approaches at the same time. He graciously waves me ahead of him. I flash him an appreciative smile. Thanks. My back is turned for all of 3 seconds while I take a sip. Freshly hydrated and eager to crush some squats, I spin around to find an exceptionally broad-shouldered figure stretching directly in front of my window rack. I've never seen this man before, and I'm certain I'd remember the shit out of him if I had. He's tall, well over 6 feet, with a muscular build that liberally fills out his unassuming gray t-shirt and athletic shorts. One look at his enormous biceps, and it's clear he knows his way around a gym. A black ball cap with an unrecognizable logo shadows his face. From the side, his nose has a slight bump, as if it's been broken before.